good. It's really good to see you. It's one thing. One of the things that it forced us to do while we were in the COVID thing is that we had to do the FaceTime or whatever, Facebook Live and YouTube. And we got that up and going, and it's just amazing to me how many people that's reached. And people that don't normally come to church. And sometimes the amount of views that we see on there is just phenomenal. I'm going, where are all these people, right? But people have been generous. People have been good. And I just want you to know that God has been so faithful, and you guys have been so faithful during this whole time that we haven't been meeting. Our offerings haven't gone down. They've gone up. Right? Amen. It's so good. And it cost us to move, and it cost all of that to get the office ready and going, and that's tremendous. But you know, God's got a plan. He's got a purpose. And I'll just declare to you right now that I don't know how long we're going to be in this building, but I believe God's got a building for us. He's got a home for us. Glory to God. But the building isn't our home. Our hearts are our home, right? And it's so good to be with you and feel His presence and His anointing. It's just so good, so wonderful. If you'll turn to Proverbs chapter 13, I want to talk to you on a subject today that the Lord was dealing with me about and talking to me about. And it's so easy to get off track where this is concerned. So Proverbs chapter 13, Psalm 13 wouldn't work. That's where I was just at. But Proverbs chapter 13. And look at verse 20. Look at verse 20. He who walks with the wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. Evil pursues sinners, but to the righteous good shall be repaid. I don't know what's going on today. If that doesn't quit, I'll change mics. I'm going to change mics. Yeah, we can't have that. So, let me read it again. It said, he who walks with the wise men will be wise, but the companions of fools will be destroyed. Evil pursues sinners, but to the righteous good shall be repaid. Sometimes, it's so easy to get distracted, and it's so easy to get off. But if you want to be wise, you have to be around wise people. Right? And so what you have to do is find wise people. We're going to talk about what wisdom is and what it means, and I'm not talking about, you know, somebody that has an IQ of 160. I'm talking about people who are grounded in the Word of God, who've learned the Word of God, right? And being around fellow people who can point out in the Word what's the situation that we're going through. I'm going to read a few more scriptures, then we'll get into a couple of definitions. But go to Proverbs chapter 2. Just go back to chapter 2. Proverbs chapter 2. I want to be wise. You know, if you go through the book of Proverbs, right, and you look at the wise and the foolish, good things happen to the wise, and not so good things happen to the foolish. I've chosen that I want to be wise. Come on. I don't want to be a fool. I want to be wise. So verse 20 says, chapter 2, verse 20, it says, so you may walk in the way of goodness and keep the path of righteousness. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the blameless shall remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the earth, and the unfaithful will be uprooted in it. So there's a price to be paid if you choose not to follow the wisdom that God has put out for us. Right? You can choose whatever way you want to walk, whatever thing you want to do, and I can too, but the reality of that is that I get to pay the price for whatever that is. I've determined this in my own heart, that I can't have the peace of God unless I'm making it a routine to be in the presence of God. Right? It's not just I come to church on Sunday and I get a good message to give, but on a daily basis, I need to get alone with God and get in His presence. And I don't have to feel His presence, but I have to get in His presence. Right? The first of all, who are you going to walk with? The first person that you need to walk with is God. Jesus said this. He said, "My sheep know my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow." But for us personally, it's like, "Lord, I just need to hear your voice." Most of you have heard my testimony, but my testimony is that when I heard that God actually speaks to people today, it changed my life. Because the person that told me, I said, you know, that guy is either high, you know, he smokes something way too powerful or something. Or, if it's possible for God to speak to a man today, would he speak with me? He did. He does. Right? It's been ongoing, but here's the deal. I've got to continue in it if I want it to go on. I've got to stay in His presence. I've got to choose to walk with God. Are you with me? Come on. Hallelujah. Now go to... let's not go there yet. Listen, we must grow with each other in the fear of the Lord, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We must grow with each other. Right, I need to have wise people around me, but not just wise people in the ways of the world, but wise people in the things of God. Why? So that wisdom can come to me, and I can hear wisdom, and I can change by wisdom. But if I'm choosing not to be with people who can speak into my life, I'm choosing not to be around the very thing that God wants me to walk in. The wise will walk with wise men. Right? It's up to us to get together with people. And I think as Christians, sometimes we just do the Christian thing. We get together and have fellowship, but the fellowship has nothing to do with God. I'm not saying that you have to, you know, just quote Bible verses back and forth with each other. Right? Although if you're in the Greens home, that's what they do. But listen, what we need to do is say, "Lord, I need your wisdom on this," and then get together and run ideas across each other and say, "Well, what scripture are you reading? What is God speaking to you out of His Word?" And begin to get wisdom from Him. Because turn to Proverbs chapter 9. Proverbs chapter 9. I want wisdom. How about you? And in the book of Proverbs, over and over, he's saying, listen, wisdom is knocking at the door. Wisdom is chasing after you. Turn around. Look. Get it. Wisdom. Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. In other words, if your wisdom isn't based on the fear of the Lord, it's really not the wisdom that we're trying to seek. Right? And I'm not saying that there's not other avenues of wisdom. But we send kids to college who are out of our youth groups and out of everything else, and you know, they've been raised in our homes, and we love Jesus. Yes, we do. By the time they're six, they've said the sinner's prayer, maybe even received their prayer language, and then they go to a place to get wisdom where the fear of the Lord is not the basis of that wisdom. And at that point, they're in trouble. Why? Because they're not walking with truly wise men. Or women. When I say men, it's the generic. I'm not talking about just guys, right? So we need to get back to the place where we understand that the fear of the Lord is the starting point. And fear means respect. Fear means honor. Fear means I reverence him so that I will obey him. Right? So our starting point is the fear of the Lord. Our starting point is the fear of the Lord. Now listen to this definition of wisdom. Wisdom, and this is out of Noah Webster's 1858 edition, it's the right use of knowledge. Wisdom discerns, judges what is most proper, just, and useful. Wisdom is the right use of knowledge. See, you can have knowledge but not use it right. But if your knowledge isn't based on what God has said, then your knowledge is skewed. And if we're mixing our knowledge of God with what somebody else has said, then our knowledge is off. And you can't have wisdom or the proper understanding of the knowledge unless it's filtered through the Word of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So God is asking us to get back to the Word of God. Why? Because, man, there's great blessings in it. This is not something that I want to restrain you, but I want your life to be good. I want your life to be powerful. I want your life to be plentiful. But it must come through knowledge that is obtained through the Word of God. Over and over again in the New Testament, like the book of Ephesians, I pray that you would grow in the knowledge of God and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. You would grow in the knowledge. You'd grow in the knowledge. Why is that so important? Because the knowledge leads us to wisdom. And wisdom is how to use knowledge. Come on. You might have knowledge, but can you use it properly? Right? You might have went to school and learned how to operate electrical currents, and you come up to a 440 volt thing. If you don't know how to use that knowledge wisely and shut the power off before you go into the panel, hello, you're going to be in trouble. You might have the knowledge of how it works and everything else, but if you don't have the wisdom on how to make it happen, then things aren't going to be good. Right? And God wants us, He desires us to know how to use it. That's the cool part, is that God is up to us knowing who He is. Woo, glory to God. The Bible says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who will give liberally and not withhold it. But let him ask in faith. I'm going to say it differently. Let him ask from a place of faith. It's out of a relationship with him, but it's also the trusting that what he has said, the knowledge that he's giving to us, is absolutely trustworthy. And the wisdom says, I'm going to take that knowledge and I'm going to enact it in my life so that my life is lived out of that knowledge. Come on. And in the Word of God, there's things about everything. There's great wisdom on how to raise children, right? Although you can go on Google, whatever, and search how to raise a child, and there'll be thousands of things that pop up. How to have a good marriage. Thousands of entries that will pop up. You know, but the reality is, unless they're filtered through the Word of God, it's not the kind of wisdom that believers want. We want the wisdom that's filtered through the Word of God. And once the Word of God is established and we have that knowledge, we're going to wisely use that knowledge to live our lives out. Hallelujah. Come on. Sometimes we try to find peace without going through the Word. We have the knowledge of the Word, but we're not using the Word in the midst of our situations. The Bible says He'll keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Thee. Well, I don't know what to do. 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 And we haven't gone to the place of wisdom and said, God, You said if I'll keep thinking of You, You'll lead me to that place of peace. And so our answer is not necessarily seeking outside voices before we seek the voice who controls the peace. You know, with everything that's going on in the world, and it's crazy. It's crazy. And I'm coming to the opinion that I don't have an opinion on what's going on because I don't know enough. Or my perspective may be different than somebody else's. But God, I want to know Your opinion. Why? Because I want to walk with the wise. I want to walk with the wisdom. I want to continue to grow in the things of God. I want to continue to grow with Him. I want Him to know that He can count on me and that I can count on Him. But listen to this. Knowledge. See, the fear of the Lord, come on, begins with wisdom. Begins with knowledge, but wisdom always begins with knowledge. But listen to this five stages of knowledge or levels of knowledge. There's awareness. I'm aware of something. That's good. It's good to be aware of something. You know, you listen to people's testimonies. You listen to people. I don't care what your viewpoint is on the whole Black Lives Matter thing, but I hope you're listening anyway. And not just shutting off, but listening, really listening to what people are saying. Because if you do, your knowledge will grow. You'll become more aware. But just being aware doesn't put the knowledge to wisdom. Right? You can be aware of something, but you don't really enact it. The second part of that is that you have to ponder it. You have to think about it. Lord, I've been given a different perspective. I need to think about that. How many know that we filter truth through our own perspective, our own lives, our own thinking, our own circumstances? But that doesn't mean it's the truth. You know, have you ever thought, well, why don't they just get over that? And I'm not talking about the Black Lives Matter. I'm talking about everybody. Well, why are they thinking that? They shouldn't think that way. Well, first of all, you don't have the right to say that because you don't know them. You don't know their circumstances. You don't know what's been going on. But if you really want to get to know them, listen and get aware of what they're feeling and then think about it for a while. Don't just dismiss it. Are you with me? So pondering. And the third one is to value it. See, you've got to come to the place where you're thinking about it, but then you're gaining value of the knowledge that you have. And the fourth one is prioritize it. In other words, I've become aware of it, and I begin to think about it, and it's really changing my perspective, and it's putting different values into my life. And so now I'm going to prioritize that knowledge in my thinking and in my life and in the way that I act. Right? And the fifth and final level of knowledge is that you own it. This is who I am now because of the new knowledge that I've gained or the perspective that I've gained that I went through the process of coming to. And so now that I own it, it's going to shape the rest of my life. That's wisdom. That's wisdom. That's the proper use of knowledge. But you can't get wisdom until you've gone through the process with the knowledge. I hope you're getting that. Why? Because that's the way it is with the Word of God. You hear something out of the Word of God, go, man, that's great. That's good. God gives us the peace that passes all understanding. That's what I want. You're just aware of it. Right? You're just aware of it. You haven't pondered it yet. You haven't valued it yet.
You haven't made it a priority yet. And so therefore you haven't owned it yet. Do you hear where I'm going? So it's kind of like, Lord, I want knowledge, but I don't want just the superficial knowledge. I want knowledge that I can get down into my spirit and into my mind and have both of them connected so that I own it, so that I can walk it out. I can live it. That's the kind of knowledge. That's wisdom. That's godly wisdom. Now, where it comes into our relationship with one another, we've got to come to the place where we're saying, I want this. Do you want this? And begin to interact with one another at that level. I want to get to know you. I want you to know me. But even more than that, what is God speaking to you? What did you read in the Word of God? What Scripture has changed your life? See, because if we can get to that place, then we're walking with the wise. Whew. Glory to God. I want you to walk with wise people. And hopefully we're creating an atmosphere where that can happen. Glory to God. It's important to understand that there's different levels of wisdom. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Glory. Y'all here? Come on, it's a big room, so you got to say amen really loud or I'll just think, there you go, I'm preaching to the chairs and the camera. It was really hard preaching to the camera because nobody's around, right? And, well, there was a few, you know, that were helping Mike and Donnie and few others and John. But yet, it was like speaking right into that camera. It's different. But watch this now. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 1. I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come to you with the excellency of speech or of wisdom declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. There's the foundation. I said there's the foundation. If we want to walk with the wise, and we want to walk in the knowledge that we're trying to create and to filter through, we've got to say it's Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Don't allow yourself to become so concerned about what the world thinks of you that you're not saying Jesus all the time. Right? It's Jesus, 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 Jesus. Glory to God. Verse 3 says, for I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and the power. That your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor the rulers of this age, for they are coming to nothing, but we speak of the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, for which none of the rulers of this age knew, for if they knew, they would have never crucified the Lord. But as written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. That's still true today. God's got some great things prepared for you and prepared for me. But when we come together, it's like, I want to pull from you. I want you to pull from me the things that God has deposited on the inside. Why? Because I want wisdom from you and I want, come on. Because God has given us the Spirit, the Holy Spirit on the inside. And one of the things, one of the gifts found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is that He gives to one a word of wisdom. Do you hear what I'm saying? If we'll begin to seek God for who He is and begin to seek God for one another, it's like, Lord, give me a scripture. Give me some sort of knowledge or something that You could deposit on the inside of me that I can share with my brother or my sister, because we want to get a group of people that are walking with the wise. Are you listening to me? The wisdom. Christians who know how to use with the right motives, with the right actions, the very things that God's placed on the inside of them. Amen? We all know that without love, none of it means anything, right? But if we can create an atmosphere of love that God's put into our hearts, then we can share with one another. Glory to God. I've got a word for you. What is it? And then you quote a scripture. Right? Come on. I believe God wants us to come together to know each other. And the enemy's going to come and he's going to try to bring division. Why? Because he doesn't want your wisdom to rub off on my wisdom, so he's going to get in the middle of it and try to knock it off. But we've got to understand that we're not the same as everybody else. Because we have the Spirit of God living on the inside of us. And we're all part of the same body, but we need to walk as the wise. And the wise are always filtering their thoughts through the Word. Are you listening to what I'm saying this morning? It's so good. It's so good. God wants you to be wise. God wants you to walk in wisdom. Glory to God. It's really funny. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 2. It's right before 2 Timothy. Hallelujah. It's so good to be in the house of the Lord. And let's go to chapter 2 and verse 15. That's not right. 2 Timothy. You got to give me grace. Well, you don't have to, but it'll work out better if you do. Hallelujah. Listen to this. Verse 15, chapter 2, verse 15. It says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness." We need to come to the place. In the King James, it says, "Study to show yourself approved." But really, in the Greek, it's more endeavor. Be diligent. Give it place. It's be diligent about coming before the Word of God, becoming before God, and saying, "God, I want Your opinion on this." Most of us come to God with our preconceived idea of what we think is right and wrong. How do I know that? Because we pray like this: "God, fix them. You know what they did to me, fix them." Right? And the way we ought to be coming to God, first of all, say, "God, show me my heart. I want Your opinion of this. I want the knowledge of Your opinion. Give me Scripture, Lord. Give me Scripture." We used to pray, and sadly I haven't prayed for it this way in a long time, but it's like, "Lord, I need a Scripture. Would You give me a Scripture?" I can't tell you how many times in my life where God would give me a specific scripture for the thing that I was facing. Why? Because it was the beginning of me getting wisdom. Because God would give me the scripture and I'd be aware of it. And then I'd ponder it. And then I'd begin to value it and put a priority on it And then I begin to own it. It was mine. The process. Come on. How many want to walk with the wise this morning? I want to walk with the wise. I want to walk in wisdom. And I know you do too. Glory to God. We're going to close with this particular scripture. But I want you to know that God wants you to have His wisdom. That excites me. I don't know about you, but it excites me. Because I want you to hear your position today. Did you know that you're born again? You're a child of God? That you're filled with the Spirit of God? That He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him to you, is giving you life and peace? Did you know that He's given you every promise that lead to life and to godliness? And yet we're robbed of them sometimes because we don't live with the pursuit of the knowledge of what He would want and then walk out of it. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And go to verse 14. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Now here's where I'm going to just make a little distinction for you. We want to walk with the wise, right? So we're reading through this. Go, I'm making a decision right now whether I'm going to walk with the wise or I'm going to walk with the fools. Thank you. And when I'm saying this, it's like I'm not calling people fools, but unless their knowledge is foundational with the knowledge of Jesus Christ, then it's not a good filter for us to be communicating with on an ongoing basis. Definitely don't argue. You know why? Proverbs says, he who argues with a fool becomes one. Just think about it. Just think about it. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? We're not unwise, but we're wise. We're not foolish, but we're wise. We're the righteous, not the unrighteous. So why are we going to people who are unrighteous to try to get our advice? I'm not saying that there aren't people out there that have great ideas. You know, I've read some books on love that were secular that just blew me away. But I filtered it through the Word of God. Do you hear what I'm saying? Everything has to be filtered through the Word of God. And again, we have to line it up with what God is saying. Now watch this. And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said. I will dwell in them, I will walk among them, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean. I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord God Almighty. See, that's who we are. We're sons and daughters of God. But here's what we're doing. Let me just give you this example. Somebody called me the other day with everything that's going on. And how many know it's crazy, everything that's going on? But I'm not sitting in judgment with what's right and what's wrong with all of it. Because I think there's something to be heard on all sides of it. But here's what I'm saying. Is this person was just going, she was literally having a nervous breakdown over it. What am I going to do? I'm just so, you know. And I just said, here's what I want you to do. Shut the TV off. Quit watching the news. Quit watching it. Now, I'm not saying that we're supposed to be blind and dumb, but on the other hand, how much time are we spending in front of the TV listening to what the unbeliever and the unrighteousness is feeding into us, and then how much are we listening to the Word of God? How much time are we, you know, just reading the Word of God to be in fellowship with Him? Come on. Come on. This Word is a lamp unto my feet. It's a light unto my path. If I want to be wise, I first of all have to walk in the wisdom of God. I have to be a lover of the Word of God, and then I need to be around other people who are lovers of the Word of God. Right? And then begin to react to each other out of the Word of God. You know, we need some people in our lives that'll say, you know, that's not right. Not because that's my opinion, but that's because this is what this verse says. And that's what this verse says. And that's what this verse says. And I don't just know them so that I can quote them to you because I found it in a, you know, in a concordance somewhere. I've got the wisdom of it because I first become aware of it. And then I thought about it, right? And then after I thought about it, I put some value in it. And then I made it a priority in my life so that it became who I am. So if you want help, I can give you help, but you have to come to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Yes, yes.
Come on up here so that those that are watching, they want to see your face. This is Ken, by the way.
Hi. So I've been saying this verse for quite some time, and ever since it was first mentioned to me, I really kind of like it. So I read it every morning, or I memorized it, and I had the chance to quote it at work for two different circumstances, but it fit for both of them. One was talking to a guy about COVID, and it's Proverbs 3:5-8. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. And when I quoted it to the one guy who was talking about the COVID, he was starting to get a little freaky about it. When I quoted that to him, he stood back and looked at me and nodded his head and said, "That's good," and walked out the door. And another guy is a new believer. Both of these guys were believers. And the other guy is a fresh believer. And he said, he goes, "Man, I'm having a hard time, you know, listening to others, and I'm so used to doing things on my own." I quoted that for him, and he sat back and did like the same thing. He goes, "Wow, that's good." So, you know, here it is, one verse, two separate circumstances, fit them both. I was just, I gave glory to God for me being able to put them out there, and I heard a bell ring.
Amen. Amen, 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 amen. So God wants to use you. God wants to use me. But we need to come back to the place where, God, I'm seeking your face so that I can have an answer at your time. Right? He loves every one of you. As Donnie was saying, He loves every one of you the same way that He loves me. I know that's hard to believe. But just kidding. He loves us all the same. He loves everybody out there the same. He wouldn't withhold from you wisdom if you're looking for it. But oftentimes He brings it through the voice of wise men and women. It's time for us to say, "Lord, I want to get wise. I want to be a wise guy." Right? I want to be filled with your wisdom. I want to know, Father, not just so that I can go around and have my name on a poster somewhere, but Lord, so that people can come to me. Now I'm just going to share this testimony, and then this is my third closing, and then I'll close. My sister called me about one of my nephews, and he was going through some things, and so we went out. I took him to lunch, and we were talking, and he said, "Uncle Bruce, you're one of the wisest men we know." Although you don't know much. Anyway, but really, the wisdom that he was talking about is the wisdom that I've gained from studying the Word. Bernie will tell you I'm not this smart at home, right? But it's the wisdom that comes from not only knowing the Word, but knowing that the Spirit of God can be activated in your heart and in your mind. And He'll bring thoughts to you that bypass your noodle and put them right in your spirit. But you've got to begin to expect them. And that comes from your fellowship with God. Amen? So come on, let's all seek wisdom. Let's seek after it like it really is the principal thing. And God, give me more knowledge of You and help me to... And here's the deal. You don't have to get it all at once. One bite at a time. One scripture at a time. It's not like I've got to come from here and I'm just way down here. No. Just get in the presence of God. Begin to meditate on the Word of God. Ask Him for scriptures concerning your situation. And He'll begin to give you knowledge of that scripture that will turn into wisdom. That's so good. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we just thank You for Your Word. We thank You for wisdom. Lord, I just believe today that You've spoken to the hearts of us. And we just ask You, God, to help change our perspective. We all got things that we're going through in our lives, and there are people here who are suffering with sickness and disease, or working with people who are going through things. And God, we just need to be there for each other, but not with canned answers, but with words that come from Your Spirit to touch other people's hearts. And Lord, I thank You for speaking to people this morning. Lord, I ask You to bless them. I ask You to just give them a hunger and a thirst for more of You. More of You. As I'm thinking about some of them that I'm looking at or have been with me all morning, Lord, I remember stories of how God spoke something to them in a time of trouble and it helped them through it. And God, I ask for more of that. But I ask You, Lord, to help us to become those who come together collectively to hear what You have to say. We don't value our opinions as much as we value Yours. Thank You, Lord. I ask You to speak to every heart here, God, with every head bowed and every eye closed, no one looking around. You're here this morning and You say, you know, things aren't right with me and God. It may be that you've never met Him. You've never asked Him to be Lord of your life. Well, it's really quick and easy to do, but it costs you everything. You have to give up control of your life and say, Lord, I know that I've sinned and I've fallen short of Your expectations, but today I just need to have a relationship with You. And I want that more than anything. Jesus said the only way to have that is through Him. So if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, or maybe you have but you're not walking with Him, you know by this message and other things that you've been mixing things together and it hasn't worked. If either of those two things are your case, it's between you and God, but I'd ask you to raise your hand right now so I could see it. Anybody at all? Anybody at all? How many in the room would like more wisdom? Come on. Every hand should be up. I want God's wisdom. I'm going to pray a prayer for you generally over that, that God would bless you with a word today out of His Word and that He could give to you to chew on. But after we close the service, if you need prayer for healing, if you want prayer for anything whatsoever, you come up afterwards and we'll pray for you and God will touch you. Father, I just thank you for giving us words. I'm asking you for specific scripture for every person that's here that they can begin to think about and ponder and go through the process, Father, to wisdom. And Lord, I just give you the praise and the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. If the worship team would come up, we're just going to close in worship and we'll just do one song. If you need prayer, come on up. God is so good. It's so good to see all of your faces.